Wake your asses up! Al Cintron on the Fan, the number to join the show, 888-808-1019. Got my man Fleegs behind the glass joining me from 2 to 5. Both teams lost 9 to 5. I know that's not Dolly Parton singing. The Mets lose 9 to 5. The Yanks lose 9 to 5. Different ways. I put both teams' names in a hat, and I said, which one am I going to start with? So let's see which one I pull out, and I'm going to start with, it looks like the Mets. Someone find Jose Quintana, please. Can we find Jose Quintana, the one before this last four starts, where he's been absolutely abysmal, he's been terrible, he's been atrocious. Any other word you can think of that describes bad, that's what he's been his last four starts. I mean, just bad. Mets lose 9-5. Game was over before it even started. 3-2 count, two strikes, two outs. And future Met Anthony Santander goes deep. That's right, I said future Met Anthony Santander. Because he's the backup plan if the Mets don't get Juan Soto. But we'll get into that another time. Quintana, that was his 21st home run allowed of the season. Ended up giving up another bomb. I mean, James McCann becomes Johnny Bench when he sees the Mets. I mean, he had a shot. But Quintana, 25 pitch first inning. Then you had the unfortunate Nimmo, had the ball, didn't have the ball, bobbled it. The replay showed that it hit the wall. I mean, what are we going to do with Jose Quintana? When Alvarez came back, everything was good. He pitched well. And now it's just gopher ball after gopher ball after gopher ball. 7 runs, 8 hits, 2 homers. Got an ERA now, 4.57. He's just been bad. There's no other way around it. And where do the Mets turn to replace him if you want to? Tyler McGill? We've seen that soap opera a million times. We know how that episode ends. You know, the Mets came into this homestand with Oakland and Miami, glorified AAA teams. Lose 2 out of 3 to Oakland. Should have swept Miami, didn't get it done. Win the first game in dramatic fashion versus the Orioles. And then you crap the bed. Game 2. So now, if you add that up, that's 1-2 versus Oakland, 2-1 versus Miami, that's 3-3. Now you're 4-4 going into the last game versus Baltimore later on today. As I watch James McCann's shot on the TV right here in front of me. Second Decker. And the Mets are still paying a salary, by the way. A 5-4 homestand is disappointing. If they win versus Baltimore, if they lose 4-5, forget it. Because the Padres continue to win. Arizona wins again. They're 25-9, I believe, since, what's the date? July 10th. Best record in all of baseball. And guess who the next two teams the Mets play? That's right, you guessed it. San Diego and Arizona. And I said on my last show that this stretch of games would decide the Mets season. This stretch would decide the Mets season. Coming into this homestand versus Oakland, versus Miami, and versus Baltimore, I said I wanted, I didn't want 4-5, 5-4, 6-3. 6-3 was, that was the mark, 6-3. And they've been all over the place this homestand. Now, do I have the confidence that it can go into San Diego and Arizona and get it done? Honestly speaking, I really don't know. One day they're up, one day they're down. One day they're up, one day they're down. Is this who they are? Is this who the Mets are? Now, I could sit here and say, you know, like most people say, well, from June on, they've been good. Well, the season's 162 games. And they put themselves behind the eight ball by getting off to such a rotten start. A pathetic start. Fought their way back to get back in this. And Atlanta, with all their injuries, Acuna, recently Riley, Spencer Strider, Albies, and I'm sure I'm missing a couple others. The Braves have won three in a row. And a 2.5 games up on the Mets. The Giants are right behind the Mets, 3.5. And the Cubs, 2 games under 500, or 5.5, 3 games behind the Mets. But this stretch, later on today, and then a road trip, is going to decide the season. Because the teams the Mets are chasing, that's what they're playing. That's what they're playing. The bullpen, very suspect. I know some Mets fans want to keep Buto in the pen. They want to replace Quintana with Buto and start a rotation. Just like the team, we're all over the place. You know, it was 7-1, and then the Mets do what they always do. The ultimate you-know-what tease. Make it 7-5. The fans are into it again. The fans that didn't leave after the seventh inning. And then, of course, in the ninth, that's it. I don't know what to feel right now with this Met team. I don't. I know how I felt in April and May. Extreme disappointment. Embarrassment. Then you win the way you did the other night. The walk-off by Francisco Alvarez. About time he hits a homer. You would think, okay, here we go. That's the kind of win that catapults a team to go on a run, a winning streak. And then you're starting pitching. Once again, Jose Quintana gives you nothing. Nothing. This is a guy you were relying on heavily with no Senga. With no Senga in the rotation. This is a guy you desperately needed to pitch well, to get it right, to get his act together. And he's been horrendous. I know Christian Scott was recently throwing again. Well, are we going to thrust the kid right back into that role, the starting pitcher? What do we do with Quintana? Manaea's been great. I got nothing bad to say about him. He's been great. He's been great. Severino, prior to his last starts, his last start, his shutout versus the Marlins, complete game shutout, he was bad. But I trust Sevy. McGill, again, we've seen that soap opera before. No thank you. And a guy that I want to give flowers to, because he's taken a beating in this town from all of us, myself included. And that's David Peterson. Because if there's one guy, former first-round pick, that could have tucked his tail and hid going from AAA to back to the bigs, AAA back to the bigs, AAA back to the bigs. You get the point. Has probably been the most consistent starting pitcher all season for this team. He's gotten it right. Maybe he can speak to Jose Quintana. Give him a few pointers to get his act together. Because right now, every time Quintana has a start, I have zero confidence he's going to get it done. Zero. You had Dean Kramer, a guy who had he had entering the game of 4.48 ERA. Looking like the second coming of Roy Halladay versus the Mets. They couldn't touch him. Then when they had a chance in the third inning, after Vientos doubles, they don't get it done. He He had six Ks through three innings. He shut the Mets down. To have that kind of effort, again, after Francisco Alvarez walk-off homer, the energy in that building from that walk-off to go to this, what we saw last night, pathetic. And that's not what a playoff team does. And right now, if I'm being honest, even with the Braves' injuries, I don't think the Mets can get in the playoffs. Prove me and every Mets fan that feels the same way wrong. Now, I know you can say, well, if they beat the Orioles, they take the series. Good. We need to go on a run. We need to go on a winning streak. We can't win two, lose three, win one, lose two, win three, lose three. Enough. We have to go on a run. Look at the Mets schedule. Look at the Mets schedule. They played a 110 game later on today. They got four with the Fathers, three with the Diamondbacks. And then you can say, quote unquote, soft part of schedule. We all know how the Mets play against the bad teams. And they got three in Chicago. That's 10 road games. Will I be dumb enough to say 7-3? Is that asking for too much? Because we're running out of time. Running out of time. Padres been one of the hottest teams in baseball. The Diamondbacks, the hottest team in baseball. The White Sox, the worst team in all of baseball. Those seven games versus the Padres and the Diamondbacks, the Mets need to go 5-2. 5-2. And then go sweep the White Sox. And come home 8-2. That'll make me believe. Even 7-3. But this 500, you know, as long as we go 500, I'm happy. No, that's not going to get it done. If you keep playing this brand of baseball, you know what's going to happen? You're going to be home in October. You're going to be home in October. I want playoff baseball around here. I know for the Mets and the Yankees. And the Yankees will be there. We'll get to Yankees in a sec. Because they had that game. They come out the gates. Juan Soto, Aaron Judge. Boom, bang. 2-0, back-to-back homers. Off Matthew Boyd, be like, here we go. And then, what was it, 1-for-16 with runners in scoring position? But for the New York Mets, it's time to wake up. Enough's enough. Everyone's hurting this time of the year. You got a Brave team in front of you that's lost Acuna, Riley, Strider, and Albies. And they're still playing playoff baseball. They still find a way to get it done. What's your excuse, Mets?